Welcome to Mint Podcasts. Today, we are back to discussing the ICC World T20 cricket and the man of the moment. Who else but the inimitable Virat Kohli? Virat Kohli's stunning knock and unbeaten 82 from 51 balls took India to the semi-finals of the World T20. Kohli's innings has been said to be of the highest caliber and absolute masterclass in crease management. In today's podcast, we have Mint's Sandeep Khanna and Venkat Anant discussing the new demigod of cricket. So, begin with you, Venkat. What did you make of that knock?
I think it was a very important knock, and even in Virat's career, because it came at a time when India were in some trouble. And obviously, it was an exceptional innings and a masterclass, as we called it, in crease management. I think he read the situation so perfectly and modelled his game around it. And obviously, he was the other impressive part was the fact that he was right there till the end and not leaving it for anybody else to finish the job. I think that innings has come to define Virat Kohli as we know him today, especially in a shorter format.
Okay, Sandeep.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a fine knock, but I wouldn't read too much into just one innings. It's the way he's been playing through this entire tournament, and even before that, you know, the way he played in Australia. I think he's coming of age, he's coming into his own, he's beginning to understand the game a lot better than most modern batsmen do. There has been this tendency to look upon T20 as one of those hit and miss kind of games. Virat's really got behind all of that, and he's started, you know, scientifically examining what it takes to be a great batsman in this form of cricket. So, to that extent, he's probably defining the way this shortest form of the game is going to be played over the next few years as well.
Okay, so why do you think he's such a formidable batsman under pressure, you know, especially when we see Indians normally buckle under pressure? Is there a method to this?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, it's something that he's been doing over the last few years, and importantly on a consistent basis. For a start, he reads the situation so well. I mean, initially he'll take his time, and I think an aspect of his batsmanship that has not been, you know, dissected so far is the running between the wickets. I mean, where others see fielders, he sees gaps. And the sprints, I mean, the way he runs, it's almost as if he's sprinting, he dives. I mean, there's a sense of commitment to what he's doing.
Can you give specific instances from matches or this particular
match? I mean, for example, in this particular match, I think he didn't score a boundary for 4 overs. And this was when, obviously, Yuvraj Singh was hobbling around, and he just had to find a way. And he was not in the best of form. Or he was not able to find the gaps for the big shot. He was easily going in at 8 runs an over, and that is probably what you need in a run chase like that. And it also puts a lot of a pressure on the fielders at times, especially the boundary riders. It is something that he's scientifically, as he said, he's scientifically examined in terms of how to get those runs. And the other part about how he does this is the art of taking risks. I think he knows, he's got a calculator in his head where he knows who to target and when to target. And that 18th over of the innings where he took, you know, Faulkner apart was the perfect example of how he went about it. And also to add, obviously, and he knew that he could not, you know, leave the match until the last over. So he had to finish it off, and Coulter-Nile happened, and 20 runs of Coulter-Nile happened. So obviously he's someone who's aware, and his game awareness is something that actually makes him among the best international batsmen at the moment.
Right. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of what Venkat said, and to that I'll just add that, you know, this is also the new generation of Indians. I mean, he's a young guy who embodies what's happening in the Indian social structure at this point of time. He walks into a team in 2008, which is already number one in the world. I mean, you look back at when Tendulkar made his debut, and, you know, we were the whipping boys of international cricket. So, you know, for a young man to handle that kind of pressure was very different. I mean, today Virat comes in, within a few years, he's already a millionaire. He's playing the IPL. He's probably one of the most, you know, coveted brands in this country. So the confidence shows in what he does on field. I mean, all that off-field prosperity, all that, you know, the adulation he gets from the fans, it's actually made him a stronger and a better player. A lot of people succumb to it. Virat obviously is a different kind of person. So, yeah.
So, Venkat, in your piece, you've actually quoted saying that, you know, his metamorphosis happen off the field. So, how do you explain that?
It's a pretty interesting thing where it's more about his lifestyle and the lifestyle he has chosen to adopt. And it's something which is which is based on the fundamental belief that I want to improve every day, and equally the belief that I want to be among the fittest athletes in the world. And I use the word athlete, you know, with a lot of care here, because he's trying to redefine the way Indian sportsmen are going to be looked at as athletes and not as cricketers or players or sportsmen. And to that effect, I think there was a phase in 2011 where he looked at himself and he thought that he was not doing the right things, which is probably going to propel him to being the player that he is today. But in his own way, he sat down, he realized that he had to lose weight, he had to look like an athlete. I mean, and that's the transformation he's made. The fitness or the importance of or the role of fitness in Virat's, you know, transformation can't be underestimated. It's simply because he's fitter, he can think. I mean, it's so easy to say he's mentally strong, but then at the same time, if you have to be mentally strong, your body has to be willing to push that much harder. And that is something he's done, and which is why you see he's able to take those singles with ease. I mean, I can't think of an Indian batsman, maybe Dhoni or a fit Yuvraj Singh in his pomp days, who could run those runs with ease, and it is showing now, and you can see he's quicker in terms of reacting to the ball. He's judging the ball, you know, far easily at the moment as compared to what he was earlier. And I had a chat with his manager, who said that he's made all the sacrifices with a smile. I mean, that he wants to be the best batsman in the world, and he's doing everything to do so. So it is more of his metamorphosis has actually happened off the field, and it's only showing in his performances. And long may that continue.
So, Sandeep, he talked more about the physical part, but what about the mental metamorphosis? Because when he started off, he was this raw talent, very tempestuous, full of attitude, you know, and people really didn't like him that much. So, how has that sort of gradually changed, or has it?
Yeah, it obviously seems to have changed. Quite clearly, a lot of people probably judged him a little wrong. He was a young kid who came in, he had a lot of talent. And, you know, obviously it will, you see all that, you know, glittering stuff that happens in international cricket, and it's going to affect any young player a bit. But I think at some point of time he sat back, looked at himself, and he realized that he had it in him to be a little greater than what he thought he was at that point of time. And we've seen a lot of young cricketers, I mean, Rohit Sharma is a you know, perfect example of that, with all the talent in the world and the flourish that he comes into bat, and he's still not delivered to his this thing. Virat, by contrast, is actually boring to watch. I mean, there is no flourish about his batting. He just gets in there. It's like a job he has to do. It's like he gets in there, this is my day job, I'm going to do this, and then after he's finished his job, he goes and enjoys himself. And that's actually a perfect athlete. I mean, you look at the top athletes in the world, that's really the way they approach their game.
Right. So is the
I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
I mean, the fact that I think the words that actually define Virat today are pretty much hunger. Focus. These are things that earlier one wouldn't associate with a batsman like Virat or a personality like Virat, because as Vijay Dahiya said, you know, you have the he's from the north where people can actually come off as a little abrasive, but at the same time he's channeled that entire approach into his game. He is an aggressive player and he plays his cricket hard, and this is probably why he's getting a lot of adulation and respect from Australia and South Africa, because that's how he's a very Australian, you know, cricketer in that sense. His on-field persona is very Australian. I mean, which is very interesting.
Right. So what else can we expect from Virat Kohli? Is the best yet to come? Has he saved that for maybe the semis?
Well, we hope so. I mean, obviously, his form has been excellent, and should we get into a run chase kind of a situation yet again, I think all eyes will be on him. Given the fact that our openers are not in great form, and there's a lot of uncertainty over Yuvraj, and also Suresh Raina has been hot and cold. So Virat obviously is in that mold where it's all about, you know, keep calm and trust Virat. I don't know if that will work in the long run, but he seems to be absorbing it with a lot of ease at the moment. But at the same time, I would expect a lot more runs, especially in the longer format of the game, now that he's got the captaincy And if you look at his numbers, he's not scored 3,000 runs in Test cricket. But
right.
just you contrast that with the number of hundreds he scored, it tells you that, you know, he's at a phase where he wants to get those hundreds and make them big. I mean, 100, 150, 170, 200. He's at a phase where he's hungry, and I think that should obviously propel him to a lot more, I mean, runs and wins. I mean, he's someone who you'd look at and say he's not there to score runs. He's out there to win matches, and that is a key aspect of his game that has improved over the last, say, 3-4 years. And I think India has a genuine match winner in Virat at the moment.
I agree. I think he's still work in progress. I don't think he's still a finished product. Because the ultimate test is really what he does in Test cricket, and he needs to win tests, he needs to win a series or two for India, and then we can, you know, say that, look, he's joined the pantheon of least of Indian greats. But it's all there, and he just has to put it all together in Test cricket and do it, especially outside India.
Right.
I mean, interestingly, he's done well outside India. I mean, it is in India where he sort of hasn't been able to crack it yet, and those are good signs, I would say.
Right. So finally, what can we expect from Kohli and the entire team in the West Indies match, given the West Indies history?
I think India have been a little hot and cold in this tournament. I mean, very indifferent to say the least. They were blown away by New Zealand. It was a trial by spin which they failed big time, and since then they have improved. Although the Bangladesh game was something that they had to win, and they won, and they managed to win somehow. Largely thanks to all the parties involved there, Ashish Tera, Dhoni and Hardik Pandya. But Australia, I think, was a peak performance, was a performance where it showed that they are peaking at the right time, and they are in what they call a tournament form. Now, going into this game, India have not played in Bombay so far, or Mumbai so far. So that is something that it could be a factor. But if India do win the toss, I think they'll go and chase down the runs, because obviously there's a new factor which comes in at the 1K day. And the West Indies are not as good setting the runs or setting a target. So it's interesting. Here is a contest between two teams that like to chase. So it'll be down to which one holds their nerve, as it always does in a knockout match. So right. I think it's billing
game.
To be a good game,
and the Gale factor, of course. Yeah. If Chris Gale gets going, then it's going to be difficult for India. But otherwise, yeah, India should be hot favourites for this one.
Will Kohli's magic work in the semi-finals, or will West Indies' Chris Gale run riot? We'll just have to wait and watch as India take on West Indies at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium on Friday. If they win at Wankhede, it'll be Eden Gardens that'll be beckoning them next. Until then, stay tuned and keep listening to Mint Podcasts. Goodbye.